Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tonight's shir in Simen Shin Aleph. We are up to Siv Chaf Hey, the second to last line on page Pei Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 162. The Mechaber says in Siv Chaf Hey, Ein Yotzen B'Kameya She'enu Mumcha. When we discuss tonight the halachas of going out with a kameya, which is an amulet, there are two types of kameyas. There's one that's an Einu Mumcha, which is not a professional one, it's not been proven, and there's a kameya Mumcha. Within the category of kameya Mumcha, there's two types of ways that could become a Mumcha. So the Mechaber says, Ein Yotzen B'Kameya She'enu Mumcha, you cannot go out on Shabbos without an Erev when you are wearing a kameya that is not a mumcha, v'imhu mumcha yotzimbo. But if it is a kameya that is a mumcha, you can go out with it on Shabbos. Lo shna ismache gavra v'lo kameya. It doesn't matter whether the person wrote it is the one who was the mumcha and not the kameya itself. Kigon, for example, shekasav lachash echad b'shalosh igros. The lachash is what's written in the kameya. So you wrote one lachash in three different letters. Viripu shloshtan shloshav in the adam. And these three writings that you did with the same writing in each one, each healed one person. So they healed three people. Sheismachei gavra l'oso lachash b'chol pam sheyichdevenu. That way, the person who wrote it becomes a mumcha, professional, for that exact writing that he writes every time he writes it. But just because he's been proven a mumcha for writing this lachash, he's not proven to write any other lachash. And also this kameya, if it's written by someone else, is not proven to be a mumcha. It's dafka if this person writes this exact lachash again, so then it is proven to work. So that's the first sad, that it's lo shna ismachi gavra v'lo kameya. It doesn't matter if the person is the mumcha, not the kameya. Lo shna ismachi kameya v'lo gavra. And it doesn't matter if the kameya itself became the mumcha, not the person. Kigon, for example, shekosav lachash echad b'yeres achas. The person wrote one lachash inside one letter. V'ripa bo shlosha pa'amim. And this exact letter, this kameya, worked three times. Sha'usa igeres mumcha l'chol adam. That exact igeres, that exact letter, that exact kameya is now considered a mumcha to heal all people. The kol shekein ismachi gavra the kameya. Certainly, if a person wants to go out on Shabbos with a kameya that is a mumcha, both mitzad the person who wrote it, the gavra, and mitzad the kameya itself, kigon, for example, shekosav lachash echad b'shalosh igros. A person wrote one lachash in three different letters. The chol achas ho'ilo l'shlosha anoshim. And each one helped for three people. O la'odam echad shalosh pa'amim. Or for one person three times. So then it's machi gavra l'lachash zeh b'chol igere sheikh devenu. So then the person who wrote it has been proven to be an expert for this lachash in every igeres that he writes it. V'ismachu igros halal l'chol adam. And also, these letters are proven to be mumchas for all people that will use them. And we'll see again more about this in the Mishnah Berurah. He'll clarify everything. The Ramah says, "V'dafka shebo shtei hamchos biyachad." This is specifically true if the mumcha and the gavra and the lachash come together. Aval im ismachi gavra tchila. But if the person becomes a mumcha first, the achakach osa kameya v'ripa shalosh pa'am, and then he made a specific kameya that healed three times, lo talinon b'hamcha as hakameya. Then we don't assume it was healing through the expertise of the kameya, rak b'hamcha as hagavra shekvar es chazik. Rather, we assume it's because of the person that already was proven to be a mumcha beforehand. The Mechaber then says, avalim kosav shloshe kameyam lo ademecha, but if he wrote three kameyas for one person, the ripu shalosh pa'amim, and each one healed him one time each. Lo ismachi, lo gavra, v'lo kameya. That is not making a mumcha, not out of the person who wrote it, and not out of the kameya itself. And then he says, umutter lotzeis b'kameya mumcha. You can go out with a kameya that is a mumcha. Lo shna hu shel ksav o shel ikarim. It doesn't matter if this kameya is in the form of writing, as we've been discussing in this sif, or in the form of some kind of grass or roots, like we discussed in Siv Chaf Dalad. Bein b'cholosh yesh bo sakana, bein b'cholosh ein bo sakana. Whether the person who wants to wear it out is a cholosh yesh bo sakana or a cholosh ein bo sakana. Velo shenichbe kfar v'toleil rufu. It doesn't have to be the person already has Nichba has epilepsy and he's wearing it to heal himself, or afilu lo achozo hacholi, but even if the illness has not come upon him, elushu mi mishpachas nichbin, he's rather just from a family that has this disease, visoleu shelo yachazenu, and he is wearing it so it should not have an effect on him, shari, that is permissible. Vikosho umatiro b'rishus harabim. He's allowed to tie it and untie it in the rishus harabim. Ubilvad shelo yikshirenu b'shir o b'tabas. As long as he doesn't tie it on to a bracelet or a ring, the yetzei bo l'rishus harabim, and go out with it to the rishus harabim. Sha'oz yomru sheyotzei bo l'shem tachshit. Because then they're going to say he's going out l'shem tachshit. V'ze osur delav tachshit. Who that is forbidden because it is not a tachshit. There's a lot discussed over here in the Mechab and the Ramon Tziv Chafei. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah and try to get clarity in everything that's going on. So the Mechaber started off and said that you cannot go out with a Kameh She'enu Mumcha. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Pei Zayin Ein Yotzin, V'ayin Lekamon Simin Shinches, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chav Tes, Mashik Asav Nusham. Sif Katan Pei Ches goes on the next point of the Mechaber, and that is that although you cannot go out with an amulet that is not proven, it's not a mumcha, if it is a mumcha yotzimba, if it is proven, it is an expert kameya, then you can go out with it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'davka kishu motzio derech malbush. Davka, if you take it out the regular way to wear it, which is, let's say, around your neck, da'osh shari mishum de tachshit hu lachola ke'echad mabushav. That's because it's considered like an adornment for a sick person. It's like one of his garments. Avaloya chazenu biyado. But you can't go out holding the amulet in your hand, the avirenu arba amos, and walk for amos, so that's obviously out. If you wear it the normal way, so then it is okay if the kamiya is a mumcha. Then the Mechaber told us, it does not matter whether it's considered a Kameya Mumcha based on the person or the amulet itself. So here's a very important Mishnah Berurah who gives clarity to what the Mechaber discusses afterwards, if Katan Peites. Kalal HaHefresh Ben Ismachei Gavro L'Ismachei Kameya Huzeh. Again, you're allowed to go out with a Kameya Mumcha, a proven amulet, a proven to work amulet. You can go out with it on Shabbos. There's two ways that it can be made into a Mumcha. Whether it's through the Ismachei Gavra, the person is proven to be a Mumcha, or the Kameya itself is proven to be a Mumcha. What exactly is the difference? Here we go. The Ismachei Gavra lo nikra ela ayadei sheripa shlosha b'nei adam mecholi achas b'shalosh igros. The way a person becomes a mumcha, it only happens if he heals three people from one illness with three separate writings of the same writing. He writes the same Kameya three times and each one heals one person. Shayakosav b'kulam lachash echa. They all have the same writing inside. V'afilu l'chol echa rak pamachas. Even if only one Kameya worked to heal one person, but he wrote the same Lachash in three different letters, so he wrote it three times and healed one person each, so then that person, V'oz Nase Gavre Ze Mumcha, that person is then established as a Mumcha, Af L'Shar Anoshim She'esh Lehem Choli Ze, to heal other people also if they have that same illness, Im Yichto Lachash Ze. So once he wrote the same writing three times, and each one healed one person, so now he's considered a mumcha that he could write the same writing again, and it could heal another person, so another person can go out with that additional writing that he writes, because he's considered a mumcha. The halon is chazik b'shloshe b'nei adam, because it's already been proven with a chazaka with three people, shu mumcha l'rapos b'lachash zed. This person has been proven an expert in healing with this writing. But just because he healed three times with writing the same thing three times doesn't make him an expert to write other words to heal. The lowest machi rak alachazeh, he only became an expert in this lachash. Shekfarnis barahamcha, so that's where it's proven his expertise. That is when it's mumcha gavra. Umumcha kameya, the case where the actual kameya itself is a mumcha, that's kigon shekosov lachash echad biigeres achas. He only wrote one amulet. He wrote one writing. The ripa ba'osa igeres shalosh pa'amin. And that writing healed three times. Sha'ayideze nasa igeres zo mumcha. Through this exact writing healing three times, this writing became a mumcha. Shekol adam mecholize sheyisa ha'igeres hazeh yisrape. That any other person that has this same illness, if he wears that igeres, he's going to get healed. V'davka osa igeres bi'atzma. It's davka that exact letter. But if this exact writing is going to be written on a different igeres, that is not going to help. The lo is chazek halacha shazek ki'im bi'igeres hazo. This lachash is only proven to be an expert when it is written in this exact igeres. V'afilim yichtov oso gavra bi'atzmo. Shekosav igeres harishon. Either the same person writes again the same lachash, ki'am kein lo mahani, it also won't help. The halo lo ismachi gavra b'shalosh igros. The person was not proven to be an expert. So to summarize, we have two ways that an amulet can become a mumcha that would be allowed to be worn outside on Shabbos, whether it's for chola sheish bo sakana or chola sheim bo sakana. One is if the person who wrote it was proven to be an expert, which means that he wrote the same lachash three times and each one healed one time. So he's proven to be an expert in writing this exact lachash to heal this exact disease. So if he writes another one, you can go out with that on Shabbos, that's proven to work. Or it could be that the kamiya itself was proven to be a mumcha, which means he wrote one simple letter with one writing and that exact item healed three times. So then that has proven to be a healing kameya. So then anyone else with the same illness can wear that kameya outside. Again, this is not like the most nageya halacha for nowadays, but this is the halacha the Mechaber is discussing. So now let's go weiter in the Mishabura. We're in Sivkotan Tzadi. We'll go back and forth between the Mechaber and the Mishabura. So the Mechaber says that if it's a mumcha, so yotzimbo, lo shno ismache gavra velo kameya. It doesn't matter if the person who wrote it is proven to be a mumcha and not the kameya itself. The Mechaber said, kigon shekosav lachash echad b'shalosh igros. For example, he wrote one writing in three different letters and it healed three people. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Tzadi, aval kosav shlosha lachashim, but if he wrote three separate writings, lo ismachi gavra klal ayidezeh. Nothing is proven about the person if he wrote three separate things and they worked. Sharei kol lachash lohoel ki'im lodem echad. Because then each writing only helped one time. He has to be proven to write the same thing three times that it heals one person each. Then he's considered a mumcha l'gabed alachash. But if he writes three different things and it helps for one person each, that doesn't accomplish anything. So the Mechaber goes on to say, and they heal three people. So the Mechaber said in the top line of 162, then the person is proven to be an expert for that lachash each time he writes it. Even if he writes the fourth one for a different person, that's still going to be considered a professional one. And so to another person who has this choli can take for himself a lisa and carry. So not only can he take a fourth one that this expert writer wrote, but he can even take one of the original three and he can carry it as well. Since this person was proven to be an expert with this lachash, so there's no nafkamina if he's going to carry the fourth one that this person writes or one of the original three where he was proven to be a mumcha. Once he's proven to be a mumcha that he wrote the same lachash three times and it healed three separate people, so the fourth person could take a fourth one that he writes or one of the original three. Continues the Mechaber. Second line, v'gam eina kameya mumcha imichtevenu acher. And even though this person was proven to be an expert with this writing, if someone else writes it, it doesn't do anything. Eina kameya mumcha imichtevenu acher. So that's all if it's ismachi gavra. Then the Mechaber says, v'lo shna ismachi kameya v'lo gavra. It's also mutter to be taken outside if it was proven to be an expert in the kameh itself, not in the person. What's the example? Like we saw before in the Mishabura, kigon shekosav lachash echad biigeres achas. He only wrote one kameya with one writing inside. The ripa bo shalosh pa'amim, and it healed three times that exact piece. Says the Mishabura Tzadi Beis, v'ripa bo shalosh pa'amim, afil rak lo demechad. Even if it only healed the same person three times, the maise worked three times, then the kameya is proven to be a mumcha. Back on top, the third line, sha'usa igeres mumcha l'chol adam. This igeres is now a mumcha for all people. Mishabura Tzadi Gimel, pirish, sha'kol adam sheyesh lo osa hacholi. Any person that has that illness, mutter likach ba'atzmo v'lisa osa igeres. He's allowed to go ahead and carry that igeres. Even though it only healed so far one person three times, another person can go and take that exact kameya. It was proven to work three times. Aval im yichtov lachash de bigeres acheres. But again, if the writer will write this same lachash in another letter, asura, that will not be allowed to be carried outside. Afilu im yigeres harishona ripa sholshem neodam. Even though the first yigeres healed three people. De lo nischasko rak osa yigeres. Because again, only that letter was proven to be an expert. Aval gavr lo esmachi li yigeres acheres. But the writer was not proven to be a professional for another yigeres, and another yigeres is out. Back on top. After the Mechaber says whether it's proven to be an expert mitzad the writer, or it's proven to be an expert mitzad the writing, kol shekein yismachi gavra v'kameya. Certainly if both are proven to be experts. What's the example of that? The Mechaber said in the fourth line, kigon shekosav lachash echad b'shalosh igros. You wrote one writing in three different letters. You wrote the same thing three times. V'chol achas ho'ila l'shlosha anoshim. And each one healed three people. Ola adam echad shalosh pame. But one person three times. Then it's yismachi gavra l'lachash zeh b'chol gerash ha'tevenu. Then the person who wrote it is considered an expert with any yigeres that he writes with that lachash on it. The ismachu igros halalu l'chaladam. And also these letters are proven to be experts for anyone who uses them. Says the Mishaburis of Kadan Tzadi Dalet, ho'ilu l'shosh anoshim. It worked for three people. The ilo ho'ilu rak achas. The ilohu ilo kolachas raklo demecha, because if each writing only helped for one person, lohavi ella ismachi gavra, that would be the exact case I had before of the person becoming the expert, v'lo hakameya, not the kameya itself, ukidu el bereish asif. Aval kevan shohu ilo kol igeres pam achas l'shosh anoshim, but since each kameya worked to heal three different people, gam ho igeres nismacha. So even the igeres, not only the person wrote three things, and each one healed three people, so he becomes an expert but by the three. And each kameya becomes an expert as well. Sivkodan sadihei olo adam echad shalosh pa'amim. Whether each one healed three different people or each one heals the same person three times, it's all the same. Sivkodan sadihei gamba zeh haditzir shalosh pa'amim. That also counts as being three times. Kedei sheia gam ismachi kameya v'kanal. That also makes the kameya itself be an expert. Then the Rambam said, v'davka shebo shtei hamchos biyachad. It has to be that the kameya gavra and the kameya the mumcha and the gavra and the mumcha and the kameya come at the same time. Aval, the Rama said, but if it's ismachi gavra tchila, first the person was proven to be an expert, and afterwards he made a kameya that healed three times, so then that doesn't help for the kameya to be proven an expert, because lo talinan bahamcha sa kameya. We don't assume that it's because of the expertise of the kameya, we assume it's because of the expertise of the gavra that already had a chazaka from before. Says the Mishaburos of Kadan Tzadivov, Shtei Hamchos B'Yachad, they have to come together. How do they come together? Kigon Shekosav Igeres V'Ripa L'Ruvain Shalosh Pamin. The example is, he wrote one Kameya, and it healed Ruvain three times. V'Od Igeres L'Shimon Shalosh Pamin. He wrote a second Igeres, and it healed Shimon three times. V'Od Igeres, he wrote a third Igeres, the Ripa L'Shimon Ochtei Pamin, and that third Igeres healed Shimon two more times. V'adayin lo esmachi gavra. He has not been a proven expert mitzad de gavra. Lefi shelo ripa shlosh anoshim. Even though he wrote three kameos that work, but he didn't heal three separate people. The first one only healed Ruvain. The second one three times healed Shimon. The third time so far two times healed Shimon. So we only have two people. The gam lo esmachi kameo. The third kameo was not proven to be an expert because it only healed two times. The achakach ripa ba'osa igeres hashlish is gam Levi. And then that 30 igeres that healed Shimon two times heals Levi for that time number three. Nimsa shabo shtei hamchos biyachad. So it turns out that the expertise of the person, because now we healed three people, comes at the same time as the third kameya being proven to be an expert on its own because it healed for the third time on Levi as well. So then they come together. If they don't come together, then you can't assume that the kameya on the mumcha on the kameya comes after the gavra, because maybe we'll assume it's all from the gavra. So katan sadi zayim. V'nafkamina, who cares what the expertise is, whether it's the gavra or the kameya itself? Shem hivsid harofe hamchaso. Because if the rofe loses his expertise, how does that happen? Kigon shekosav ot shalosh igros v'lohoilu. He writes three more letters and they all don't help. So then he lost his power, he lost his expertise. So Oz Gama Kameya Shenosan Mikfar Sheripa Shalosh Anoshim Asura. So then even the Kameya that he wrote afterwards that healed three times is going to be Asur. Da'adayin lo nismacha, because the Kameya, in the case that Ramah set up, did not become an expert. It was only an expert because of the Gavra that preceded it. Ma She'enken Kishabo Shneim Biyacha, which is not the case that both expertise came together. O Shabo Amchos HaKameya Tchilu, or if the expertise in the Kameya came first, Oz Afal Pishiv said I wrote also, even if the doctor loses his expertise, so again, Mishavuj is explaining the Ramah that it has to be that if they come together, so then no matter what, you always have one. But if the expertise in the Gavra comes first, and then the expertise in the Kameya comes later, so if the Gavra loses his power, then the Kameya doesn't have any power because it only got its power because of the Gavra. And the Gavra lost his power. So it has to be they came together, or the expertise of the Kameya came before the expertise of the Gavra. Then the Mechaber said, Avalim Kosa Shlosha Kameyam La'odim Echab, if he wrote three Kameyos for one person, and it healed him three times, that's lo ismachi gavra velo kameya. Says the Mishabura, shlosha kameyam la'odim echad, hainu shalosh igros. He wrote three letters, af sheim lachash echad. Even though it's the same thing, you wrote the same thing three times, but each one only healed the same person one time each, that it's not making a professional out of the gavra or the kameya. If Kodan Sadi says lo gavra, why? He can't write another letter, even with the same lachash. Since the three letters only healed one person, then we say it was the mazel of the chola that caused it. It wasn't the expertise of the writer. The cause of the Magen Avraham, da'afa chola bi'atzmo osir lotzeis boha igros sheripuhu mikfar. Says the Magen Avraham, even the Chola himself, who was healed three times from these three letters, can't go out with these letters that healed him already. Kevan shenikra kameya she'eno min amumcha, because that's considered a kameya that was not from a mumcha. V'shari achronim mefafakim azeh. Others argue, they say maybe it's not good for others, but the person who was healed by these three kameyas three times, others say that he can go out with it. Sivkaton kufalo kameya, also when you write the three kameyas for one person, the ishil one time, it doesn't get you a professional, not gavra, not kameya. The kameya lo ismachi rakesh she'igeres achas ripa shalosh pamim. As we said before, the kameya only becomes a professional if it heals three separate times. The kameya lo ismachi rakesh igeres achas ripa shalosh pamim, but here each igeres only healed one time. Then the Mechaber said, this whole business of going out with a kameya mumcha is whether it's a kameya of writing or of different grasses, if katan kuf aleph. The imhu mi kisrei hakodesh, if the writing is from something of kisrei hakodesh, something from Tanakh, is the writing of the kameya, so then it's asur lotzeis bol reshus harabim. You can't go out into a public domain with it. Elim kein mechuba ba'or, unless it is covered over with some kind of leather, o davar achir, or something else. The ilav hachi, if it's not covered, it has kisrei Tanakh on it, then chayshina dilmi yitzarech lepanos, where word a person might have to go relieve himself, the yisira me'alov, and he'll remove them from himself, because he can't bring it into the Beis HaKisei. V'osi la'asuyinu dal ramos. And when word, he might come to carry it for ramos. That's because it has Kisrei HaKodesh. He has to take it up before he goes to the Beis HaKisei. He might come to carry it. V'imu chola she'esh bo sakona. But if he's mamish, chola she'esh bo sakona, ishokil menen, he can't take it up no matter what. It'll be life-threatening if he takes it off. V'oz ein tzarech la'asirum b'chol gavni mutter lotzis. Then, he doesn't need to take it off to go to the Beis HaKisei, so then it'll be mutter go out with it. We're not worried he's going to come to carry it. Sheli Karin, we said it doesn't matter whether this kamiya is made out of writing or out of ikarin, shall shar say simonim, whether, like we said last time, it's made out of grasses. I'd like to just read one interesting bir halacha, and then we'll close, and that is one note. Note number 70, across from page Pei Aleph, note number 70. V'lichto b'shabes kamiya mumcha l'chola shibesh bo sakona. There's a person who has a life-threatening illness. Can you write a kameya mumcha for this chola on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe writes that it is aser she'ein lahatir machmas bikuach nefesh elo lasos refuos al pi derech ateva. You're only allowed to do things on Shabbos, v'chal Shabbos for chol sheish v'sakana, natural things. V'lo refuos skulios. These things are a skula carrying a kameya, and therefore it's not grounds to be writing it on Shabbos. Umashim muter lotzeis bekameya mumcha. That which you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, it's only a skula. How you allowed to wear it out on Shabbos? It's not because of Bikuach Nefesh. El Kamoshim of Word of Mishabura, like the Mishabura told us in the beginning of the Sif. The Kameya itself is considered an adornment for the Chola. The aim be Yitzia Bo Kol Chilul Shabbos, and wearing it out is not considered Chilul Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch said it's whether for a Chola Sheish Basakana or a Chola Sheinu Basakana, it's Mutter. So it's obviously not because of the Bikuach Nefesh, it's because that is considered a Tachshit for the Chola. In the next paragraph, he does write that in fact it is a machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim say that you can be mechal Shabbos to write a kameya mumcha for a cholosh yesh basakana. But I'd like to read the last paragraph on the bottom right side. Ukishesh lochus sheim lo yichtavu kameya lochola b'Shabbos alulu machaloso lehiskaber lov machmas tzaro v'yistakim b'kach. If the Chola is so worried about his illness, and he's so nervous, and he asks you to write a Kameya because he thinks he's gonna die if he doesn't have it, and mamish, that fear is gonna cause him to die, so there Rav Moshe writes, Shemutr lichtav lo Kameya pe Shabbos, then of course, you could write the Kameya even on Shabbos, because you're saving his life by writing it, because he's so scared that if you don't write, he's gonna die. The Efshur Shemutr lichtav lo av Kameya she'enu mumcha, in bekach yofug tzaro. Maybe you can even write, says a Moshe, anything a person is going to die if you don't do it for him on Shabbos, so obviously that's matirit. So Moshe says, even a Kamei Sheinu Mumcha possibly will be out to be written in that case. We'll stop here and continue with Chavav and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.